Well, they had one butcher Monday, Tuesday, headed to Ripley, Mississippi up down there, paid for it, you see. One hole, cost what, son? What did one hole cost you?
What? About $35.
$35.
Is that right?
Of course, made bacon out of the sides, you know, and cured the hams. They do that to get that later on.
What time of the year did you used to butcher when you were young? About what time?
Well, the seasons has changed. It used to be in November. I've never seen but one or two Novembers. It's about the 18th or the 20th. It wasn't cold enough to kill your hogs.
Is that right?
But now then, it's got to where it may be cold, it may be hot and raining.
You say you used to butcher. Several of you would get together and butcher, and then you go someplace else.
Yeah. See, you had no money to hire nothing done with, you know, much, man. If you didn't, you'd give so much meat. If some fellow would help you, you'd give him so much meat, you know.
I see. Would you tell me more about what actually happened when you butchered? How would you go about it?
Well, then, you talking about hogs?
Yes.
Then we had a single bit axe, had a square head on it, you know. And some fellow would get up there on the pen, you know, and he'd reach over and whack a hog down, and get in that stick and bleed him, you know, and drag him out, you know. Maybe if he had two or three in the pen, you'd have to kill them all of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And stick them and bleed them, and then go to work and dress them.
How did you get the... How would you dress them?
Well, every family had what they called gambling sticks. There's a hickory stick, and it's sharp on each end. And you split the back hock of the hog down a little bit, and there's a big leader in there. And you run that sharp end through there, and you split this other one that way, and then you have a pole there. The end of it stuck out. You had it facing down till the end. You just, enough of men around, just pick a whole hog up, just hang him up on that pole, and
take it.
Notre Dame got the lead, Pa.
Huh?
Notre Dame got the lead.
What?
Notre Dame got ahead.
Oh, and they take the entrails out, you know, and then you let them drain. You take and wash them out inside good, you know. And then you take the liver, you wash it over in another pot or something or other, hang it up and let it drain. And then when it got cold, I had a table made out of 2-inch floored with 2-inch lumber, so it wouldn't give, and kept it all the time. When I got through killing, I put it back in the smokehouse. Next year I'd have that table ready, you see. I'd cut that hog up, take it in there, lay it at a big bench. I'd lay it all out, sprinkle salt all over it, and wait till next morning to salt it down in a box.
I see. How'd you get the bristles off? Did you use any hot water?
We'd have two or three pots full of boiling water, you know, and scald them.
Uh-huh.
And then take a hoe and scrape them, you know, and then put a little ashes in there, you know. Boy, that hair just slip off.
This would slip. How big were the pots?
20-gallon pots.
And they're just those big iron?
Well, they just set them down here and set them all around. Jelly just used two. And just build a fire around both of them and have them boiling, you know. Mm-hmm. As you took out one, you had somebody putting water back in there.